As part of Israel's steady policy to today's Jerusalem, Al-Quds, Israeli municipality of the city, has been putting strict measures in recent years to prevent Palestinians to freely build on their own private lands. After years, landowners find themselves facing arbitrary Israeli decisions to seize their lands. Israeli authorities justify their move by claiming that the lands are abandoned. However, the real aim is well known. They want to annex these lands to nearby settlements.
We are banned to buy properties in East Jerusalem Al-Quds because they are considered state lands. Now Tel Aviv prevents us to freely build our own properties while giving green light to the settlers. It is not a privilege, it is our basic right to build in our own property. We want to use these lands for residential purposes, but they expand their colonies and construct commercial zones, parks and schools.
The Israeli regime has always come up with different excuses to grab Palestinian-owned lands and annex it to illegal settlements, especially in the city of Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Palestinian experts say that Tel Aviv is trying to impose a de facto status on the ground.
Israel always gives so many justifications to seize the lands, even if they are private ones. One of the reasons that Israel confiscates the Palestinian lands is for general interest. 35% of Al-Quds have been confiscated for this reason. Israel also grabs land for establishing natural reserves or green areas. 52% of green areas and agricultural lands were stolen. The other reason is to build infrastructure in the city.
Tel Aviv has expanded its illegal activities in the eastern part of Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and thus completely changed its features. Palestinians say that Israeli plans in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, are aimed at changing the Arab and Islamic identity of the city. They also say the move is part of a wider attempt to expand illegal Israeli settlements in that area. Mona Kandil for Press TV, Occupy Jerusalem, Al-Quds.